is necessarily just to be taken lightly. And that's why in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 it said, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Something happened in their heart. Realized, I'm not right. There's some things I didn't understand. I didn't know. You mean to tell me I crucified the Messiah? The Savior? Oh. Man, I wonder how many of us on that day would have felt the pain that they would have felt and went, oh. I've been looking all this time for the Messiah. I've been waiting for him to come, and you mean to tell me I missed it? Oh. Oh, how horrible! They're pricked in their heart, and then they stand up. We'll see you later. Let's go have lunch, everybody. No. They were pricked in their heart, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? What are we going to do about our situation? And Peter said, really want to know? No, forget it. I didn't ask that question. Yeah, but some people say, I want to know what to do to be saved. And then you tell them, they go, really? I didn't do that. That's what the Bible said. I didn't tell you. I'm just telling you what God's Word said. I'm
right.
Well, I don't think that that's necessary.
Yeah.
No? I just searched in the Bible. Well, I don't think it's necessary. My aunt didn't do it that way. And mine took this and that. And I just don't think that that. There's been some herbicides spread in your life.
Do what?
Herbicide? Yeah. You've got some toxic information.
Right.
You got some toxic information. Right. The Bible said you got to repent.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Tell me to repent. I do whatever I want to do. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Don't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. The word is.
Right.
The doctrine is. Don't be mad at me. I'm just a mailman. You were the one who wrapped up the credit card bill. That's why the bill's in your mailbox. Don't get mad at him for bringing it to you.
Right.
He just had to have that. That's all I wanted to know was how to be saved. And then you go up and tell me I need to repent? How dare you?
Whoa. Easy, dude. Take a deep breath.
It's not that bad, really. I promise you. I've done it every day of my life since I started. And sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. Well, then what are you telling me to repent for? I'm just telling you how you say that.
Right.
Repent, be baptized. Do what? Well, at that other church, they didn't make me be baptized. I don't know what information you got. I'm just showing you what the Word said. The Word said, repent and be baptized, every one of you. Amen. It didn't say if you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or you're Chinese or you're Filipino or you're Antarctic Eskimo or... That's probably not the right term now. I'm sorry. It said every one of you. Every one of you need to be baptized. But what do you mean I got to be baptized? Well, it's water. Baptism means completely submerged. Are you kidding me? In front of everybody? How embarrassing.
Well, whatever you want to do, it don't matter to me.
It just says you got to be baptized.
Right.
It just says you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that or not. You see the toxic information that's out there constantly? And they're all voices. The Bible said all these voices, none of them are without significance. They're all trying to drug you. They're all trying to manipulate your mind. They're all trying to bring you out. And you know what they all are doing? They're all trying to make it easier for you. So what's wrong with that? Well, there's an old saying, good things don't come easy.
Yes.
Some things that you really want, you got to work for.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't work for the grace of God. But there's some things you do have to lay down. You gotta let it go. You gotta say, God, I got a good friend that he said I'm quitting all this stuff. And I talked to him yesterday. And I said, how you doing on that one day at a time? He goes, oh brother. I started checking and I said, one day at a time? He goes, for sure. He said, the other day it was like every hour. Yep, you're fighting the battle. Keep it up, man. You can do it. You can make it.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Fight it 1 hour at a time. That's what God wants you to do. God's helping you.
Right. Yes.
Some days it's going to be an hour at a time. And
those days that it's every second, man, those are really tight.
Yeah. Them are really tight.
Then you'll get some of the times that it's easy, a week at a time, month at a time. Man, this be going good. You'll be feeling on top of the world.
Yes.
All right. He said, repent, be baptized in the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There's your power. Yeah. You get baptized to wash away all of your sins.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
You get a brand new, fresh, clean slate.
Yeah.
Man, what was dirty and filthy and a life full of a mess and a wreck and all kinds of unhappiness and heartache and suffering and pain. God cleans you up, makes you white. And then says, here we go. We're going to start on this journey. You and me together. Jesus says, you and me together. We're going to walk together. We're going to talk together. It's going to be just like I wanted it from the very beginning. And Adam and Eve, and I talk to them day by day. And they enjoy my fellowship, and I enjoy their fellowship. Because I'm not just going to be some external God floating out here. I'm not going to be some symbol. I'm not going to be some man upstairs. My spirit. And you're going to see things that you once struggled with, you don't struggle with anymore. You're going to see where places where you need healing, that place where you were abused by your aunt, you were abused by your daddy, you were abused by a spouse, you were abused by somebody. God's going to heal that over, and you're not going to feel that pain anymore. It's only going to be a scar. You can't be, you are going to be walking together, and I'm going to treat you like one of my children. You're going to be one of my favorites. And did you know, matter of fact, you can be my favorite? Well, that one can, and that one can, and that one can. I can have a whole bunch of favorites.
Yes.
Right.
Because everybody likes to be a favorite. Stand with me.
Everybody likes to. You're going to get the gift of the Holy Ghost. And for the promise is only for these and this day. And everybody after this time frame can just go to hell. No. No. But the Bible doctrine is so pure. It's so right. It's so specific. It said, this promise is unto you and to your children and as to many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen. Amen.
This day is going to be for everybody. And it's not going to be for just a generation here and a generation there. It's not going to be for just this time period or that time period. No, this is going to be something perpetual that will go down through the ages, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, until it finally arrives to you and I today. And we have this ability to be filled. Many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. It didn't say, go get yourself another doctrine.
Right.
It didn't say, go start yourself another church on what you believe or what you think. We already got 3,500 different plus 100 different religions as it is. We don't need another religion. Church of the Spaghetti Bowl. Are you serious? You're going to wear a strainer on your head? Oh, God, have mercy. Really? Let's just stick to the word. It's simple. It's written out. It's lovely. It's beautiful for every situation. And verse 41 said, then they that received his word.
Yes. Yes,
yes. He said, hey, we asked you what to do. Now tell us where to go.
Hallelujah.
And there's a river right over there. Let's get at it. Let's get her done.
Yeah.
Man, and you said, that's what we got to do in order to be right and get this thing connected back together and give me a relationship with the Messiah. Give me a relationship with the Savior. Get me connected where I need to be.
Right.
Let's get to it. Find me some water.
Hallelujah.
They gladly received his word, were baptized. So they acted
upon the doctrine in which they received. They acted upon the word of God. They got baptized. And the same day, now get this, you see what I'm saying? They got good information and good growth happened. It was added into the church.
There's growth.
Hallelujah.
You see, the same thing that toxic information will do is make you think you're having growth, but eventually bring death.
There's another doctrine that's true and right and real and gives you hope. It gives you something more that nothing else can give, nothing else can bring. And today there are some in this building. Sister Patsy, wave your hand. She was one that one day she had that toxic information. How long ago was that toxic information? How long?
34 years
ago.
She had been given toxic information, and then one day she got good information. She felt like she was dying, needed something more. Was trying the religious scene, but wasn't getting the right information and still feeling like there's got to be something more.
And I tell you, I think I'm preaching to some folks
right here, right now. They say, is there something more to life than what I'm living? And then I tried this church, and I tried that religion, and I tried this. The thing of it is that you tried all the religions, and you tried all the churches, but have you just tried Jesus? Have you just tried Jesus?
Have you just tried to fall in love with Him? Have you just tried to have a relationship with Him? 3,000 souls were added that day, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Oh, hallelujah. One more setting of scripture. Jesus said, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works. For they say and do not. Jesus is saying, this is how the Pharisees work. They tell you to do all this stuff, and they say it, but they don't do it. Look what else he goes on to say. For they bind heavy burdens and grief that are grievous to be borne. They lay them upon men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works that they do are to be seen of men. They make broad their philanthropies. I went, what? It was an envelope. It was a binding that had written scriptures of the law in it that they would carry around. I've got the law with me. You need to bow down to me. You need to do, I've got the law. You listen to me. Get that. They enlarge the borders of their garments. They like to wear them big robes to make everybody think that they are royalty. Jesus said, this is what they do. This is how they act. And they love the uppermost rooms of feasts and the chief seats in the synagogue. He was reminding them, look, that's not what this is about. That's not what this is about. They say a lot of things that they themselves are not willing to do. Preaching without practicing is lifeless. Truth that is not lived is powerless. Truth unlived is the greatest waste in the world. And yes, my friend, it does matter what you believe. Do you really know what you believe today?
Do you really know what you believe today? If you don't, it's a good time to start doing some soul searching. Well, I believe this, okay? Let me give you a good test. What does the word say? Well, I believe this. You can say, well, this has been my example all my life. I don't care what's been your example all your life. If it's against the word, then it's time to change. I have people say, well, I'm just so used to fighting. My mom and dad did it, my aunts and uncles did it, and that's all I ever seen, and that's why we fight. Really? That's a sorry excuse of why to be in misery in your relationship.
Right.
I said, that's a sorry excuse to be miserable in your relationship, because it ain't designed to be like that.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't designed to be like that. You ever find yourself praying or saying, my pastor said, remember, you better change, you better find something, you better understand that you need to change that around and say, oh, you want to know what I am? I'll tell you what I am. God's word touched my mind one day. God's word touched my spirit one day, and it changed me. It turned me around. It changed my ideology. It changed my theology. It changed the way I looked at everything. I was so messed up. Reached his hand down in his grace, his love, his mercy, his character of kindness and gentleness, his ultimate love. He said, you don't have to be like that. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to be confused. I'll bring clarity to your mind. I know today it's probably been more of a lesson that's been on the teaching realm. But yet at the same time, I think it would do us well. It would serve us well. We don't have a service tonight. Again, you may seem like this took too long or whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know, that's part of religion. Religion makes us say that we can only be there for 30 minutes. And after that, this is it. We've got to do this. And everything changes. Some of you have been in services where it's just shouting and screaming and running and going and just going crazy. And then other times it's quiet. Because God, he just does it differently.
That's right.
He just does it differently. But I've got a question for somebody here today. Do you really know what you believe? Or can you be really honest with yourself and say, you know, I am confused. I am confused, and I really don't know what I believe. And I really need to know what the doctrine says. I need to know what the word says. I need to really know how God feels about these things, because I don't want to be displeasing to God. I don't want to be displeasing to what He has said. So this morning, with every eye closed, I am taking this moment right now to reflect, to look introspectively into your own heart. Would you do that right now? What do I really believe? Do I just have this all as a head knowledge? God, if it's just a head knowledge, I want you to do something to my heart. I want you to do something deep down on the inside of my inner being. I don't want it to be words that, you know what, there's a lot of us here today that you're tired of empty words. You're tired of empty promises. You're tired of all that stuff. You've heard that over and over again, and you're looking for a real change. You're looking for something that is real. Yeah, I've heard say, God's going to help me, but I ain't found no help. I tried this religion, I tried this church, and I tried... That's the problem. You keep on trying religions, and you keep on trying churches, and you're missing the relationship that Jesus wants to have with you. If you take a minute and you look at his life, he was very involved with each person. Everyone mattered to him. Everyone mattered. Today, you matter. You matter to him.
message for you today and tell you it does matter what you believe. I know you've been told this, and I know you've been told that, and I know you've been pulled here and pushed there, but it really does matter what you believe. Maybe today you need to find a place to repent, like Peter said, and like I'm appealing to you today, I'm appealing to you from the Word of God. Maybe you need to find a place of repentance and say, God, I don't understand everything. I'm messed up in my mind. I've heard this, but I want something that's real. I want something that's long-lasting. I want something that I can feel that is real. God, help me. Forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me. Fill me, God, with your Spirit like you said that you would. Would you touch me today? Would you touch me today? Can we pray? Can we pray together? Can we pray together? Maybe you feel today like you need to make your way down to the front. Maybe you feel like you need to find a place down here at the front of this altar. You want to make some commitments to God. I want to encourage you. If you feel that way, step out of your pew. Step out of your chair there and make your way down to this altar. Find and bend the knee towards God. God, I need some help here. I need some clarification here. I need you today. I need you today. You, Jesus. Would you reach out to him? Would you call upon his name today? Maybe where it's appropriate, maybe you can encourage somebody next to you and pray with them. God would help them. That God would help you. Whatever the situation, where it's appropriate, maybe you could just reach over there and pray with them, encourage them, help them. Let's pray today. Oh, let's pray today. Let's talk to Jesus. He's not some big man upstairs somewhere far away, but he hears your voice. Will you talk to him today? He can be your dearest friend. He doesn't want to just be your Savior, but he wants to be your friend. He wants to walk with you on a day-to-day basis. He wants to love you. He wants to care for you. He wants to help you. Maybe you're suffering in your body and you need a healing. He wants to heal you. Maybe you're suffering from addictions that you just can't seem to break free. He wants to deliver you today. Maybe you just can't really stand the way you act or the way you live, but Jesus can help you with that today. Would you just reach out? Would you reach out? Believe him. Trust him. Obey him. Love him. Worship him. Honor him. God, I don't understand all there is to understand and know about the things I'm even going through, but God, would you help me? Would you help me today? Would you talk to me? He'll hear you. He'll hear you today. He'll touch your heart today. He'll wrap his arms of love and mercy and compassion around you today.
Oh, hallelujah. Would you give him
today? Would you reach out to him? Reach out to him today.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Touch him.
Oh, hallelujah.
Jesus is here. And I am your receiving. Jesus is standing near, ready your heart to touch. Jesus is here right now. Only believe, oh come on, only believe. She's here right now. Reach out and touch me. Jesus is here right now. Jesus is standing near, ready your heart to change. Jesus is here. God.